What's up, everybody? How are you? I'm Jurified, and this is Game On Centacom level... I was going to say double O. It's level 040.
We're way past double O.
I think my intro is still stuck in double O.
Why? Because it's cool?
Level 40.
40 weeks.
Far out. All right. It's been 40 weeks of Game On Centacom.
It has.
There is something that Therm has forgotten to do that he's completing now to make sure that it gets done by the time we leave. So bear with him while he finishes his updates. But how is everyone? What's everyone been up to? How's been the week? What are you playing? What have you been playing? We were looking at, like, you didn't really see much news this week, right? Like, there wasn't much that came out.
It's been a bit of a quiet week.
It's also been a sad week. We're not going to go into it, but condolences to anyone involved with the Florida Madden shootings. We just kind of want to give a quick condolence to that, but don't want to really go into it. It's a very touchy topic, so we just wanted to kind of say we acknowledge that it's happened, but there's not much really we can kind of say about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's in another country.
Yes.
Obviously, that country has certain issues and sensitive reasons behind some of the actions that have been going on. It's a shame that a gaming...
The gaming community has hit pretty hard, I think, for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think. I mean, the gaming community has mostly been pretty chill people, right?
I feel like it's always been a safe space.
Yeah.
So something like this to happen is very interesting. But EA have actually announced that they were going to put up $1 million into a fund to help those affected by the incident. As well as start up some sort of ongoing funds for anyone that is looking to help as well through that.
Yeah.
But to move on from the sad events, well, what's been happening? What's been going on?
So much. I can't even keep up because I gotta finish this off tonight. I was gonna do it before, but I forgot.
He forgot, everyone.
Before we came into the office, and now I'm actually working. I'm actually working.
This is what we just make sure someone records this because usually it doesn't happen.
You should say after everything that's been going on, this is probably not the best times to.
No, it's all right.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's perfectly fine. So what we've got. Nick's watching at a drive-thru at the moment while he de-therms the situation, according to Rockapella.
What? whoa. How do you de-therm?
I love that term. It's going to be so good.
It's pretty much, it's just been used to describe anything and any situation.
Playing life. Yeah, real life always impedes on into the more important virtual. You think the virtual world is more important than the real world?
Is that what?
I don't know, Broody.
Real life always impedes.
Correct me.
Ah, because this is the real life.
But it's so fitting. Yeah, de-therm is definitely fitting.
De-therm? What's a de-therm? I mean, what's a therm?
At the moment, therm is just being used as a description, an adjective.
Well,
a word to describe something.
It's also used as an activity while we're playing Fortnite.
What is that?
Because we have to go and take a therm.
Yeah, isn't that... That's the action. That's your action.
It's an action. It is my action. That's true, yeah.
So anything that happens... Like, doing a therm is now a common phrase within the gaming community. Game On Centacom community.
I think it's spreading to other communities as well, unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
Yeah.
I think it's beneficial. Like, you'll be the next Bless RNG. Oh. But you'll be doing a therm.
I mean, is that what you want to be known for?
I think so. I think that's a perfect thing. Like, you know, you see him everywhere, Bless RNG. You can just look at people as they walk past and, like, doing a therm. Thoughts, everyone? Thoughts? No thoughts. It is spreading. I'm spreading it in all the streams I go to.
Yeah.
On your Rockapella. It's brilliant.
He's spreading it too. Oh, my God. Because I know Nick. Because Nick went and has been spamming it.
Yes.
Lost Pod, when he's around, he spammed it a few times.
Yes.
As well.
That's interesting. Everyone's been spamming it.
It's good. Been going it's everywhere.
Good. Well, should I jump into notable new games?
Yes.
Yes. We're gonna jump into notable new games.
A couple of good new games this week.
One of them of which you've been playing?
Yes, played it last night.
You played it last night. Which game is that?
2 Point Hospital.
So we covered this a couple of weeks ago, just showing that it was coming out.
Months ago as well.
Was it months?
Yeah, I think it was a couple of months ago.
So we covered it a couple of months ago, and it is basically a theme hospital.
Successor.
Yes.
And very very successful successor. I'll talk more about the details in player one.
Yes. But it is on sale now on Steam for 10% off until September 6th. So if you're interested in a theme hospital simulator of some sort, you can try have a look at this. So if you games like Theme Park World, Planet Coaster, what other
very
games
very similar. I'll talk about it.
Not Rocker just subscribed tier one what? 2 months in a row. Not Rocker. I think it's something to do with Rockapella.
It's not Rocker.
If
it's not Rocker.
Thank you for the tier one sub.
Is that Rocker?
Who knows? We will see.
Do you know something that I don't know?
No, it's not Rocker, apparently. It's not Rocker. Never seen it before. Kappa.
I'm thinking it has to be Rocker.
Has to be. Alright, we'll see. But yeah, 2 Point Hospital is out now on Steam. It came out yesterday, and Therm's been playing a little bit of it, and he'll talk about it a little bit later on in his player one. Up next, the Universe Sim. This one I pointed out, it's actually came out on the 29th as well. It is another simulation game. It's early access. It's a god game. This piqued my interest purely because of games like Black and White 2. I hadn't been playing many games on PC, but when I did first get my PC, it was always like simulation god type games.
Yeah.
Purely to solve my god complex. And
totally.
I just enjoyed playing this type of game. So I'm gonna keep an eye on this. At the moment, it's got mostly positive with 341 reviews. It is 10% off at $27 US.
Early access.
Early access.
You should mention that.
Always mention early access. But the actual game itself looks pretty nice. Like it's if anyone's played Planetary Annihilation, it kind of covers the map instead of being flat. I'm sorry, flat earthers, but it is actually round in this game. And you can actually build cities and eventually get upgrade until you go to space. And from the looks of the trailer, it actually involves interplanetary like domination with aliens and world eaters, I think is probably the better way to put it. So like you can encounter alien races as well as what looks like a world destroyer up here. So I'm pretty keen to see how this goes. Like I just want to try it out. But I will keep an eye on it and see how it progresses. Again, it's in early access, so there will probably be a lot of bugs and other things that need fixing.
Pass.
For now, it's on my wish list.
For now, it's on my pass list.
Your pass list. Rockapella's got Planetary Annihilation. I bought the upgraded version where you could get Titans in as well. I really enjoyed that game. I played that for a very long time. Rockapella's interested. Ooh.
Is he?
May have got one.
Is it Rockapella or is it not Rockapella?
Well, this says Rockapella. Okay, so maybe it's Rocker not Rocker one. Typing on Rockapellas.
Oh, Rockception.
we've got a pass. We need a pass button, and I just like press that button, and then this pop up comes up with a pass.
We should. Well, like Twitch had that the Pokemon marathon,
mm-hmm.
and they had badges appear on the stream every now and then. You have to click on the badge if you saw it to add to your badge collection. So we need to.
Can we do that though?
We need to add doing a therm.
Yeah, doing a therm. The therm count's still in. I haven't reset it. So if you want to increase the therm count, it's still
nobody
there.
Nobody knows what the commands are. We can just...
Oh, you've both got Planetary Annihilation? Or maybe we should play some scrims. I haven't played many games lately. I've just been like... I started playing Last of Us, which I talked about, but I haven't really been playing anything else. I played some Fortnite last night. Just haven't
you'll
been
become too, you're becoming too much of an adult.
An adult?
Just play games.
Just play games.
It's
That's
like
it.
I was playing games all night last night.
Every
That's why
day.
now I've got a large can of
Pass emote or a voting poll with timer.
pass emote.
Maybe we could do a voting poll, yes or no. You can
Yeah.
enter the comp
With
that.
time.
We'll try to figure that out. All right, next one that is coming up or is released has been Scum. So this one picked up pretty a decent amount on Twitch and other some people were looking at it. If you've played DayZ, this will probably be a very similar experience, but it is very complex. From everything that I've looked at, it's very complex health management system. So Scum aims to evolve the multiplayer open world survival game with unprecedented levels of character customization, control, and progression, where knowledge and skills are the ultimate weapons for long-term
Scum. A
survival.
lot of people have been streaming this.
A lot of people have been streaming it. And from everything, it looks as though, so like you start off with one character, you can use that character, I'm pretty sure, across different clusters of servers, depending if the servers are linked. If they're not linked, then you have to start a character per server. But the character itself
Yes.
is like you basically, if you have played DayZ, you have to collect your resources, level up, Rust prison style. I guess Rust isn't as complex. Rust is a lot more, it feels a lot more arcade. This at the moment is more player management, as in like health management. I was looking at some of the screenshots, which I'll try to find real quick. But there's a screenshot of the game that it's actually right here. I can hear that. Oh, there we go. It's actually right here. But this here in poor form, but in
That's a lot.
this has your vitamins. It has. Wait, actually, let me just look up a proper screenshot. Scum. S was it ICU monitor?
But is that the soldier or a prisoner?
No, that's an actual player's that's an actual player's like stats. That's the player view. That's what you see.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a
So
lot.
it is a lot. There is a lot. I feel like it's a complex game. I can't find a good screenshot, but we'll just keep it like this. So
Predator, this is my worst nightmare.
yeah, I would say it has so much in there that it's like it's very difficult to grab.
Surely you can't. I mean, how much patience can you have to figure out something like this?
Well, like it's gonna be a very niche community.
Stomach volume, like really?
That's how much you've eaten.
That should change it to thermometer.
I don't know. Like I think have you played a game like this before? It's like micromanaging your health.
I've played Planet Coaster.
That's it.
That is about as far as my micromanaging I want to go.
Thermal gauge.
Oh
It's good. We're keeping that. Oh my goodness.
no. I think he's just come up with the name
For everything.
for everything. Thermal gauge. Because it makes sense, because it's pressure.
It is. Oh wow. But yeah, the game itself I feel like has a lot of potential.
Was that a Robocop?
It's a mech, yeah. But it's basically an open world prison. And from the looks of it, it's got a lot of different it's got a lot of customized like character purpose built class. Like you have to have a good character to do certain things, right? Like if your character everything's affected by something else. So no one's gonna have the same character. That you're gonna have to try and create your own type of thing. Like it's a very interesting concept, I think, in terms of character progression. But then the next part is the skill, the skill level to understand it, and the curve to understand the game. I think it's pretty massive. So it's gonna
Well,
be,
it's got mixed reviews.
yeah. I think it's got a long way to
Early
go.
access, yeah, it does have a
I
long
think it's got a long way to go. So I'm gonna keep my eye on it. I probably won't get purchase it straight away, but it is something that I'll keep a look at and see. But if you're a fan of DayZ, you may enjoy it. If you never enjoyed DayZ, then you probably won't like this at all. It's
pause.
got hunting in it, which looks
What's
pretty
that?
decent. Hunting.
Flowers?
No, it's
Ah,
paws.
pause. Okay, yeah, it's got meat. Oh,
Yes.
looks like he just laid
Just
out
laid out the whole all the meat.
all the meat slices.
Just get demolished by a bear. Eat an apple. Alright. Scum, have a look at it if you're interested. If not,
pass. Pass, pass, pass.
A little bit lighter news. The Messenger on Nintendo Switch and I think PC has released. This is just a small, a little indie. I don't think it's indie, but this is...
Finally, a cheap game for the Switch.
Over Devolver Digital. It looks pretty cool.
Like if it's by Devolver Digital, it'll actually be a pretty good game. If you're a fan of these side-scrolling games, Devolver Digital usually does pretty good stuff. They usually have the best E3 presentations as well.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that presentation?
I don't think so. I don't know what I watched. But it looks like a pretty interesting side-scroller. The graphic art is pretty nice.
This is very Devolver. Devolver Digital are the guys that that they've got that Deadpool game coming out.
Oh, the okay, yeah.
I
can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, that.
Is it the B one? It's not a B one.
Nah, it's the Deadpool, the slow-mo.
Slow-mo.
Oh, my friend Pedro.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
My friend Pedro.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Same publishers. Devolver Digital, they're great stuff.
The Messenger.
The Messenger for Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. It kind of looks like Raiden.
Mm.
But that's pretty much...
I'm quite happy that people are still making games in this style.
And that was Notable New Games. I pressed it accidentally. It showed up again. But yeah, I'm pretty keen to have a look at that. I haven't played it. I looked at it. Need to play it. That's my story right now.
You got other games to play right now. You don't need
I don't. Yeah, I probably don't need to. I don't need to buy any games for a good couple of months. Yep. I've got. I've said this list before. The Last of Us Remastered I'm playing through. Shadow of the Colossus, Uncharted. I'll probably play all of them, but I don't think I'll play all of them to the end. I'll probably play Uncharted 4 to the end.
Yeah.
Horizon.
Yeah.
With the DLC.
Yeah.
And
God of War.
And I haven't got God of War. I didn't get God of War yet.
Detroit Become Human.
I haven't got that either. There's one more.
The Last Guardian.
The Last Guardian. That's what Shadow of the Colossus.
Uncharted Lost Legacy.
I haven't got that yet.
But you want to get that as well?
Like probably 10 single player games that I need to play on PlayStation 4.
1,000 hours there.
You reckon?
Close to, I reckon.
100 hours each?
Okay, no. 500 hours.
500 hours.
Pretty much half of your Rocket League.
Oh, this is going to take me like 2 years.
Well, get playing. Like, you always just make excuses.
Nah, not excuses. I'm just doing something else.
Boo, 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 boo. No response.
I was going to... So, all right. Is it worth me... We had the discussion, but it's kind of like... I'm just going to ask everyone here. Is it worth me recording the content for, like, YouTube, for my personal YouTube, of those games now? Like, I feel like we were saying, like, it's too late to have any content relevant for The Last of Us Remastered.
Yeah.
So like... If I do it, then it's just kind of like to fill a catalog. It's not necessarily to generate more views.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, what do you want to do? Do you want to generate views, or do you want to just build up your catalog?
Well, this like but I like, think even playing if you build those up... playing those games. If I don't play those games and I play something else that is more popular to build views, or if I play Last of Us and cut together my journey through Last of Us, and then use that as like the stepping stone to start working on the other things. Like, it'll give me practice on those, maybe.
Mm.
I don't know what to do. Because, like, usually I would just stream it.
Yeah.
And not worry. But yeah. Now I have to record and cut and edit.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't really want to waste the time on cut and edit if I'm just going to play it and... I don't know. Thoughts, people. Thoughts.
Generally, for story games like that, I prefer to play it off stream, off camera.
Mm.
Just so I can enjoy the experience of the game.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. Like watching a movie.
It's like watching a movie. I generally just like to just to play the game in my own time.
Yeah.
In my own relaxation. I don't want to talk over it. Because when I'm playing it, I don't want to talk over it. I want to listen to all the dialogue. There's a lot of, you know, sound effects. And, you know,
you want to experience the game as opposed to...
I just want to experience the game. So from my point of view, just play the games.
Just play the games.
Just play the games.
Yeah, I probably will eventually.
Because a lot of people, probably like 90% of people, have already played those games.
Yes.
So they've already seen the content. So you gotta ask yourself, what are you going to offer them for them to watch your content for the stuff that's like 6 years old, like The Last of Us?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's that was a PS3 game. That was a PS3 end of life game. PS3.
We're almost end of PS4.
It's like 6 years.
Yeah.
Wow, that game has aged.
I've got a lot to catch up on.
I can't remember, and like people are still like now with Last of Us 2 coming out. It's like wow, that game has done well. Getting old.
Do we move on to? Practice makes perfect. Do what you want.
Exactly. Just to do what you want.
Play what you want.
It's like trying to solve an Uncharted 4 puzzle.
I don't think you'll know what you just meant. Anyway, Newsy McNewsface.
Yay!
All right, so this was it this week? This came out
this week, yeah. This is a big.
Oh, this came out on the 27th.
48 minutes of Cyberpunk 2077 gameplay. Be careful not to show the.
I won't show this on stream because there are it's MA15 plus R content on in some of this, but
there is some nudity.
There is some nudity, so I'm not going to show it on stream, but. It is. It does look really, really, really good. From everything that I've seen so far, it actually looks really nice. So, if you have the 48 minutes, definitely go and check out Cyberpunk's new gameplay demo. Again, it is a gameplay in progress, so it has quite a decent amount of customization. All this other stuff.
Do you want to go to the end and try and pause on the slide with the text?
This one.
Yeah.
This one?
Nah. I'll go there.
This one?
Try and go back.
This one?
Nope.
Going pro?
Back.
This one?
A little bit more forward. It's like one frame. I'm asking you to find one frame.
What text? Yeah? Like, is it at the very end?
So let's have a look. Hold on. If it flashes. Somewhere at the end, because they do like a frame of wall of text, and if you like, I'll get the Reddit thing. Hold on.
At the very end is the last frame. I think that just like splashed up. Super excited for this. It was so long. It looked good. Looks very good from a video. Looks a bit linear. Yeah, I guess it did feel like it was going from one point to the other. I put it in comparison to maybe something like Fallout in a city. But the story, I guess, yeah, it did look very linear, as in like I don't think you go out anywhere really, right? Like I haven't seen.
Well, probably for good reason.
They're showing you the story.
You're okay, so the story. So some of the things that they said. Mm-hmm. We're not 100% sure, Limbo, but why? Because when a game dev shows gameplay footage from their game, it means that this is how the game is going to look or play like. It's not the case here. Cyberpunk 2077 is deep in development. We have a lot of design ideas, a lot of mechanics being playtested, but we don't know what we'll end up with at launch. This makes publishing videos like what you saw risky. We don't want gamers saying, but in that previous video, that gun was shooting differently. Or why did you change the interface? Change is inherent to game development, and there's a ton of things being modified each day. Our fear was, and kind of still is, that you'll think what you just saw is how 2077 will look like one-to-one.
So what you see is may not be what you get. And they put that as a disclaimer, but people will still complain that this is not the game that they showed the 48-minute trailer of.
Yeah.
And perfect example is Crackdown.
Oh.
Crackdown demo for wow. Crackdown 3 back in, what, 2016?
2014. Yeah.
Crackdown demo for 2014 does not look like the game that's coming out.
Totally.
So be very wary, especially for, I guess, like for Cyberpunk with the devs, they you know, you can trust that they know what they're doing, especially with something like The Witcher under their belt.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. So just trust them to do their job.
They're developing the engine. as they develop the game.
Yeah.
So whatever the design side wants, the devs just build it in. But like, I get what they're saying as well, because like with any real like design job or creative process, there's always a change that's happening before you get to the end result. And sometimes you won't know the change until like 6, 7 months, 2 years of looking at a similar design. You won't know that you could have done something better until years later.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is what, you know, CD Projekt Red is really good at. It's like just develop the game for as long as it takes for us to get to a stage where we're very happy and we've play tested thousands of hours under our belt to know that this is the best thing that we can put out.
Yeah, yeah. 48-minute
walkthrough. 48 minutes. So this was the one that they released at E3.
But didn't show it to the public.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So because that one got such a positive response from the creators who saw it,
mm-hmm.
they felt a little bit more confidence
to share it. Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, I'm keen. A lot of people are keen. So just have to wait.
Of the year for whatever year?
Well, the biggest problem that Cyberpunk is going to build now is, I know they've got a good track record so far.
Yeah.
But you don't want the No Man's Sky curse to happen. There's so much hype built around it. People got in their mind that this is exactly what the game's going to be from this trailer. Then when the game finally comes out, it's not what they were expecting. And then that
screws everything up. That was that dude's fault. Okay, Sean, what's his name, Sean?
I don't know, but the one of the developers, yes?
The owner, the guy behind that company, it's purely his fault. Because in all his interviews, he was so vague,
mm-hmm.
but and like he gave the impression that everything that people were asking for was in the game, and none of it was.
Yeah,
that he effed that up himself. Sean Murray. Oh shit! And now he's dead.
No, No Man's Sky did make a comeback. It did pretty well to come back after what had happened to it. I feel like it did pretty well. Since its next release,
yeah, but it's too late. You know, you know what? Now, what the that Nintendo game, Nintendo guy, quote, you know, make delay a good game and it'll be good game forever, but release a bad game early and it'll be bad forever.
Yeah,
something like that. That's the thing with No Man's Sky.
Have you played No Man's Sky since its re-release?
Nope.
I've been enjoying it a decent amount.
Why are you playing No Man's Sky?
This was like months ago.
Okay.
When it first came out.
What, the NXT? It came out 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't 2 weeks.
It was pretty recently.
It was like a month or two.
Really?
It's been that long? It's been pretty long, yeah.
Wow, time is flying past this year. Thanks. Are you sure it's been that long?
No Man's Sky. Next update. I'm pretty sure it's been at least a month. Boo, 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 boo. Version 1.5. It doesn't have a date. Does anyone know the date of the time the game came out? It doesn't matter.
Just search for...
Pass. Predigor just doesn't want to play it.
It's pass.
Fallout... Oh, sorry, not Fallout. Far Cry 5 just got a new game plus mode and a zombie expansion. Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Zombies. Is this game out already?
Yeah, of course. It came out. Remember last year? Remember where we even gave a copy away?
Oh, yeah.
The DLCs are like gone in total different directions. The first DLC was the Mars.
Yeah.
The space. This one is zombies. And I think the third one is something just as crazy as well. So the new game plus. I'm supposed to restart Far Cry 5 after completing the story.
Is it multiplayer?
Carry out the position. Yeah, of course. It's got a multiplayer aspect to it. You're shooting zombies.
It feels like, I don't understand. Like, I feel like this doesn't fit what their original game was, right? They're just like handing out mini games.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. Interesting.
They're just using the engine to... Do you reckon they're just using the engine to test certain ideas? The
first DLC was in Mars.
Was that supposed to be Oprah?
With aliens.
With aliens?
Yeah.
This is what... You remember what Red Dead Redemption...
That was a zombie DLC.
Do you remember that Red Dead Redemption zombie thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did actually.
This reminds me of that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Survive seven cinematically something inspired scenarios.
Interesting.
Oh, look, Far Cry 5 wasn't a bad game, but so boring.
Same thing over and over again.
So boring.
Battlefield 5. This one's
interesting.
Delayed new release date announced.
November
20.
So the original release date for Battlefield 5 was in between Call of Duty and Red Dead Red. Red Dead Red. It was so in between. Like, so it was Call of Duty.
Yep.
BBF 5, Red Dead 2.
And now they're doing after Red Dead.
Well, after. A month after. So.
That's, I think it's a good play by them.
Because, well, look, their pre-orders are low. They're totally tanking as it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to release it right in the middle still, it's going to tank even harder. I mean, you'll play for 1 week and everyone's going to jump on Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
So now they're hoping for people who, for the casuals who play COD and Red Dead, after a few weeks, they'll jump on to BF5.
I still don't know if Battlefield's going to make it anymore.
I don't think it should. I think EA should just close down.
We've had a discussion previously about Battlefield, and like, I haven't played Battlefield longer than 4 to 6 months post the initial release date.
Yeah.
It's not a game that I can go back to and continually play. And I think there's a problem with that, especially when its focus is multiplayer.
Yeah.
Whereas a game like COD still has a lot more people going back to it constantly and playing over and over again.
Well, Battlefield doesn't have a very competitive side to it as well.
No.
Call of Duty has. Call of Duty focused a lot on the esports side and competitive side, which kind of got players staying in Call of Duty to compete and win. Battlefield, I don't know why, but they didn't go for that at all.
Battle failed. That's a good one.
Battle failed.
Nice. Plus one.
Yeah. Nick Nature with the puns tonight.
Oh, he got it good.
He got it good.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. I'm keen for all of their battle royales. I think out of all the games that are coming out...
That's right, they've got a Battlefield 5 Battle Royale.
For all of the games that are coming out, I'm keen to see what their experience is with Battle Royale.
I don't know if you've been following, but Battlefield 5 also has got a lot of controversy around the whole female character in the trailer thing.
I think people are taking it out of proportion.
Well, I've watched a lot of videos, read a lot of articles. People are misinterpreting what people are mad about. People are mad that people feel like that original Battlefield 5 trailer was pushing equality down their throats by showing that female character so heavily. They're not upset that there's a female character in the game. They're upset that EA is trying to push that agenda down people's screens so hard.
I think like that's part of it, but I thought it was more to do that like a lot of people were just saying that there were females in World War II were not as represented as soldiers.
Yeah,
I think that was probably one of the bigger ones that I heard more of.
And then it doesn't help that EA's guy came out and said, if you don't like it, don't buy it.
Yeah,
like if that's how you treat your customer base,
expect. The hard thing with this is that, you know, for people to accept it, that someone has to take the fall first. And I think EA is pushing, again, the agenda to have equality in some of their games. Because it is, at the moment, all the statistics say it's a male-dominant industry, a male-dominant field, no matter what you look at. And that's where it stands. But going into what games are doing now, everyone has now got the equality agenda. Even the Last of Us trailer and similar things like that. Everyone is pouring out equality, and I think people are just gonna have to face it now. Like the big players that are creating the content for the consumers, they're just gonna have to accept it.
I mean, I think a lot of people are overreacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I saw the trailer, it didn't even cross my mind that there's a female in a World War II setting.
No, I see. My thing was like, oh, cool character customization, and then the second thing was the they died and they respawned in the same trailer.
I was that's what I'm like, man. This shit's so scripted. She just died there, and you bring her back.
And she's back. Now. She died and respawned.
Not once did I say why is there a female there.
Yeah.
Why does she have a robotic arm?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it was just a game. They added some features. They removed some features.
Yeah.
But why is she keeps coming back when she got killed? It's like, wait, explain that to me.
Yeah.
That's what kind of got me.
There was the one game mode. I can't remember if it was in this or COD. Oh,
thanks for the host, buddy.
There was one game mode in this or COD that is like it's the battle royale set over three different maps. Like you fight for map one over a certain period of time.
Yeah.
Then after the results of that.
Isn't that what Battlefield 5 is going to be? The Battlefield 5 Battle
there's
Royale?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it the Battlefield 5 one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that mode.
Yeah.
Because that hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed like the progression of game, like a multiplayer game. Like step one, stage one, you fight in this section. Well, and then depending on that circumstance or that scenario, who won in that part will determine what happens next.
Well, I'm surprised that this hasn't been done years ago because... War. I mean, they're essentially replicating World Wars, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in World Wars, allies and enemies would take and lose positions all the time.
Yeah.
So why not make a mode or a map about these areas, and you fight each day in these different areas, and depending on who wins the areas, you progress or you move to
a different part.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like a branch. It's like an actual world war with a branch, depending on where. Why is there so many butts in our?
It's because Raw's here.
Is it
Raw Gen Juicy?
Oh, juicy! Yes, that is juicy. That is juicy.
What's up, Raw? All right, but yeah, Battlefield.
That'd be pretty cool. I think we've unlocked. The next war game.
The next war game?
Yeah. It should be like that. One big map.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you start off in a certain area. And then depending on how you win or lose, it unlocks different areas of the map to progress to. Is there already a game?
No. I'm just looking up. Ooh, I'm just looking up something
juicy.
All right, so I'm gonna show something. I don't know if I've shown it before.
Nick.
So this is a map from a game from the developers of what's now what Hi-Rez Studios. So they've done Paladins. Paladins.
Hi-Rez? I don't think they're Paladins.
Did they do Paladins?
I don't think so.
They did. They did Smite.
Oh, I think.
Hi-Rez Studios.
The new one. The new game, yeah.
They did Smite. They did... I can't even remember.
They got something new.
Did they?
What? Yes.
Is it Paladins? I'm pretty sure it's Paladins.
It's Paladins and Realm Royale.
Realm Royale, yeah. So they're the ones that have done all of those games. The very first game that they created was something called Global Agenda. And Global Agenda set up... it was very difficult to understand, but it set up... Imagine a 10 versus 10... battle on these individual hexagons. So to gather control, you'd verse 10 versus 10 in a PvP scenario to against clans to take control of these spaces. And basically over a 24-hour period, certain things will open up and certain things will close. So you have to, depending on your time zone, you would only be fighting for certain sections.
Yeah.
I loved this concept. Being able to have a time section where you have to win or lose certain tiles to then go on to the next part and collect resources to then build up your clan.
Do that in a Battlefield game.
Do that in a Battlefield game and people go nuts. You know, I guess the similar thing was in For Honor. For Honor did a very like meta thing similar to this where they had the triangle. They had the three clans, I think the Vikings, the Samurai, and the Medieval. I can't remember what the exact ones are.
Yeah, but Vikings, Samurai, and Medieval.
They're the three that I know.
Oh, wow. That is a complete timeline cluster.
I think it was like that. There was like a barbaric, then there was Medieval, then there was like Japanese culture. Like, yeah. But they fought in a triangle, so like depending on who, like where you played on the game, and what map type you played on the game, it would alter the how you take over the certain places, and you would assign your account affiliation to one of those you know factions.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like there's a really cool concept there. I just don't know, like someone has to kind of create.
Yeah, you're looking at your next product designers. Just saying.
All right, we got pass in the, but Nick passes on everything.
He does.
Passes on music in the car.
I pass on what?
He doesn't listen to music in the car.
You'd hate to be in my car then. What?
Planet Side 2. So anyone that played Planet Side or played DC Universe or played any of that, so the H1Z1, the developers of H1Z1 are actually the developers that did Planet Side 2. And Planet Side 2 has been a game that's been around for a long time.
Isn't this free?
This update? Yeah, I think it's free.
It's a free game.
I'm pretty sure it's a free game. But there is an update coming out now that's actually opening up another map. So there's still the developers are still creating for it.
This does have a pretty solid player base still.
I don't know now, but I haven't played it in a very long time. The game itself, though, is a very cool squad-based game. I think it actually could combat with...
Yeah, For Honor was free.
Worth it for free, yes.
Did you get it for free?
I already bought it. I bought it when it first came out.
Poor sucker.
No, I actually played that game a decent amount.
Really?
Yeah, because the combat mechanics, like, one of the best close combat...
I remember you were saying that.
It's one of the best close combat mechanics in any game. It's just that one, the server problems, two, like the progression system wasn't really there, so like they still have to fix a lot of things, but the close quarters combat, imagine doing that but with lightsabers. If Ubisoft bundled with the Star Wars license to create a Star Wars based game in For Honor's mechanics.
Yeah,
like Jedi Knight Academy 2, I think that would be the next top seller.
Could you ever imagine yourself saying something like that about Ubisoft?
Why?
Because like they've really turned stuff around.
They have. Like Rainbow Six has gone from like very poor to listen to the community to building up like 100,000 concurrent players. I mean,
Assassin's Creed still is like one of the worst games they ever make every year, but Rainbow Six.
Planet Side is free.
Yes,
BT free. Dubs.
Free to play.
Free to play.
Force Honor.
Force Honor.
See, this is why this community is the best. Mate, but people from the industry should be watching this show because they get the best ideas.
All of the ideas.
And they don't have to pay for anything. Except a tier one sub would help.
Except the tier one sub will help.
All right. What's next?
What is next? That's a good question. Side. Oh, this one's an interesting one.
What's this?
CS:GO free. So they've now released. Valve has now released CS:GO for free to play offline with bots, as well as watch Go TV, which is the internal viewing for tournaments.
Wow.
So if you're not familiar with Valve or like their games. Dota and CS:GO are pretty much some of the most popular games in esports.
I think CS:GO is probably the number one esport title.
I'd say Dota is, with a prize pool of $24 million.
I'm saying from general audience.
Okay.
From a general audience.
But both of them are pretty much up the top there. And they've actually got now an in-game viewer. So instead of going to a web browser to watch it on Twitch, they're actually suggesting you watch it in the game. Because apparently, I think what they've done is they've set up so that players can actually jump in as spectators and view the map from different angles while it's live.
That's pretty big deal.
I'm pretty sure it's happened in most already.
Really?
So Dota, I think, is like a live stream.
Yeah.
CS:GO, I think, at the moment, is still a live stream.
Yeah, well, generally, yeah, it has been a live stream. But if this is if that's true, that's pretty crazy. I mean, if you can direct your own
camera, yeah,
that's quite interesting.
But if you're not interested in either of them, you probably won't find it interesting. but it's still getting somewhere, right?
The technology behind it is very interesting. Like, every watcher can essentially be a director.
Yeah, but you just have to do your own... You're just watching it from your own perspective,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's either curated or it's going to be your own. But yeah, I was looking at it here. Play offline against bots and spectating matches through GoTV.
GoTV.
Oh, so it's only using their spectating system.
So you can install it and just try it out. See, well, I might give it a shot.
And then
I might not. I can't be bothered.
Did you buy Go? Did you buy this?
What?
Have you got CSGO?
Yeah, of course. I bought it years ago. I bought it when I first came.
Well, then why do you need to download this? I think it's already in this.
Ah, that's true. It might be in there. That makes sense.
Boom. Free stuff.
Lepo.
Boom. All right. Now, this is still news. This is News You Make News Space, right?
We're still News You Make News Space.
All right. So, we're having a discussion on Jurassic World and, the simulation games are coming out. And we were talking about, in the office, we're talking about, it'd be great if Jurassic World had a better sandbox mode. Yeah. And then I looked up, I'm like, oh, when sandbox or anything like that? And they've actually released something yesterday that they got an update coming out on September 13th, and they're doing more sandbox options. So I think, we were saying that there's a problem with Jurassic World because you can't, you do the story and you do and those maps and that's it. And then for
it's
that...
It's very limited, there's not a lot of customization.
Yeah. And for that type of game...
Oh my gosh. Rocker, what is going on, mate?
He just gifted another five-tier... Sorry, I can't even read. Another five-tier-one subs to the community.
Yes, he did.
Rocker, does this go to anyone, or does this go to...
It goes automatically to
It does
anyone.
Automatically.
Yeah, he just goes to give sub to community.
And then just anyone that doesn't have a gift gets it.
Okay, and pretty much...
Plus one, Rocker. Rocker. Thank you so much, Rocker.
We should totally organize something for Rocker. I mean, I think he's paid his way for a prize.
Plus 1,000. So, congratulations to Callan Rocks, Mig Pins, Orlando, O'Nuts, and Miss Cats. Thank Rocker for gifting you a tier one sub. You know what that means? You can drop a therm.
You can all drop therms. Go for it.
Rain saw CSGO and jumped in. Hello, Rain. What's up?
Damn.
Give him free things.
Like, Rocker has spent a fair bit on this channel.
It has. Everyone with the tier one sub can now drop a therm. What's the thing again?
Why do you think I do it? He has to say anyone can drop a therm. Rain, welcome.
Everyone's on the therm.
You just missed out, Rain. Rocker's been going... Oh my god, here it comes.
Here it comes. Wait, I need to switch. I need to switch to the other screen so that people can see. Oh, they all disappeared. Keep spamming them. Keep spamming them. They'll show up again.
Are you sure? Doesn't it spam for the sub?
No. If they type any emote, if anyone subbing to us types an emote, it should show up.
Really?
Yes. 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 Why is Jiro tier 2? I don't know. It just kind of happened that way.
Yeah.
It's because I'm better. No, it just happened
that way. We'll see about that.
And then we're going to put Orlando and Nick in tier 3.
We can't. Nah. Not happening.
Oh, look at it go. Oh, God. It's going nuts now. Okay. There are therms everywhere.
Fantastic.
Back to the news.
Back to the news. Okay, so Jurassic World...
It's got some decent updates coming out.
It's got some coming.
New contract types, new viewing camera, localization for languages, size. I don't know what this is. They're scaling down the size of certain dinosaurs or resizing some dinosaurs. I think they just got the T-Rex looked way too big. New challenge mode as well. So I feel like they're listening to the community and they understand that there's something wrong, then they need to fix it as well.
Yeah, because this is coming from the guys that did Planet Coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And the two games are worlds apart in terms of the amount of content that they've put in the game and they've released the game. That's what I was saying before. It almost feels like Jurassic World Evolution is being controlled more by Universal Studios
mm-hmm.
and the movie developers in terms of what they wanted in the game.
Yep.
Or maybe how quickly... Maybe it could be they wanted this game released with the movie.
I think it would have been
regardless
that.
Regardless of its state?
I think it would have been that. Out of everything else, I think it would have been needs to come out the same time as the movie.
Yeah, and because of that, the devs may have had to scale back a lot of objects, options,
yeah,
sandbox modes, maps.
But again, like I said, like development game development now, especially for most of the games anyway for PC, I don't think anything you're gonna get in future is ever going to be 100% finished, and that's just true through all creativity stuff. But what we're gonna like what we're seeing now is like people even like the whole early access thing, they will release a game as a product and see what's wrong, and then get the audience to tell them this is what you need to fix, or can you please sort this out, and then they'll fix that problem later.
Yeah.
Until that, like, I think that's just becoming more and more natural. I think it's also the option to be able to update the games now, whereas before you gave a cartridge and you couldn't do anything with that cartridge until you reprinted or redid that cartridge.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be an interesting one. I'm gonna follow Jurassic World quite close.
Same.
And see how it goes.
I think I'll just keep an eye out on it and see how it goes, because I'm still not gonna like I bought well to talk about it later with 2 points, but still $46 for that game.
I'm still not gonna pay $46.
I don't think it's worth it. For
like I got Planet Coaster pretty cheap. Like Planet Coaster is still $44.
Yeah, I got it for cheap.
I got Planet Coaster really cheap on the last sale.
Yeah.
So I might wait. I'm going to wait for that to come down as well.
Yeah, there's no point to buy it straight away right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
The Forest has a PS4 release date. So if you haven't played The Forest yet, I do actually recommend this game. Nick and I played this. We haven't played it enough to experience it entirely, but I've played it solo enough to experience it, and it is terrifying.
Yeah, you keep saying that. I am intrigued by it.
I get scared in this game, and I don't. I do, but I'm not. Yeah, and Orlando, and I'm not. That game frustrates me. What frustrates you, Rocco? What frustrates you about it? Like I enjoyed, like the game itself has got a decent amount. The small fun fact: the audio people that created the audio from the game, I think, are actually from Melbourne.
Interesting.
Yeah, so they actually did that, and now they're still going to PS4. I think I've still got it downloaded. We can try play it in like a year or two.
I was about to say don't trust what it says, but then you said a year or two. I'm like, you can trust that. That's an accurate timeline.
But yeah, so this is a game that has gone through everything. Like it's come out of early access. It's been in early access since 2014. What?
The game is 4 years and I've had its official PC launch. Like, okay.
Yes.
So it's out of... How much is it?
Now? That's a good question. If I click on this, is this the right one? No? Okay, let's just go to Steam.
But you just didn't give enough time for the URL to update.
Does the URL update?
It does.
Negative. It is... Oh, come on. Hootie. All right.
$20.
It is $20. It does go on sale a decent amount as well. It looks
like Lost.
Actually, yeah, I would say it's very close to Lost.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
It feels like Lost, but there's like obviously zombies. Is there black smoke? You can make black smoke. I don't know.
We all can make black smoke.
I played as a group of four people that didn't help me.
Not shit myself.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. See, this is what terrifies me, is this going underneath the ground and like seeing all of this stuff.
That those bodies look quite fresh.
Yeah, I just kind of was like, no, I'm out of here.
Inbred cannibals. Oh, really?
This, yeah. But they're like superhuman. They've got like superhuman powers.
Okay.
They can climb walls and climb buildings and climb the trees and then jump really far and high. It depends on which one. And some of them look like they've got legs and no legs. Like, arms as legs and as arms.
I am intrigued by it.
Next time it goes on sale, if you pick it up, we'll play. I think it, but it's works like year. You. Someone has to host the server.
Yeah.
So I don't think with my net, I'd be able to do that now.
I've got
someone
you,
has to host the server and then we can all join
I got
you. You gotcha.
NBN.
Oh,
The forest.
But it is coming to PS4. So interested in PS4? If not, jump on PC with us and we can play.
Spider-Man.
All right, that's an ad.
So Spider-Man's length is supposedly 20 hours for the story with some side missions and side quests, which is about what you'd expect from a single-player campaign. It's looking really good. There is Puddle Gate going on.
That's what?
There's Puddle Gate.
What is that?
So basically, in the original first trailer, you know when Spider-Man jumps into the construction of the building? There was a puddle.
Yeah.
Okay? It was a big puddle with a lot of reflections. in a newer build, it seemed like the puddle was like almost gone. And people were like, oh my god, they're pulling back the graphics, they're making it look worse. And then Insomniac Games to come out and say, guys, we just made the puddle less. we just dried it up a bit. We didn't actually change it. We just made a smaller puddle. It was a big puddle at first, but now we just made it a small puddle. So puddle gate.
Puddle Gate.
Out of that.
All right, lovely. From the Spider-Man.
But 20 hours.
So press start, the what are they called? The
website?
The website. The
gaming website.
Gaming website. They were doing like a versus of games. I can probably quickly find it because there was actually a really cool... So every day or every week, they did a... what would you call it?
Versus
vote on social media, and it was different games of the year basically coming out. This one,
yeah.
Oh no, that's not the one.
That's the Puddle Gate.
And Spider-Man and Super Smash Brothers came up in the top two. They were in the grand final against each other.
In terms of what?
Game of the year. What's the game of the year? I can't remember what it was called. What are your thoughts on the 20-hour mark?
20 fine.
Hours to finish a game.
I think it's fine.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I haven't played. I haven't played many.
Because most single player games, if you just go through the story, they take about 20 to 25 hours anyway.
Yep.
So for most people, I think 20 hours should be fine.
I still only gone through like 3 hours of Last of Us, so 20 hours is going to be lovely.
You got a lot more hours to go on Last of Us.
I know.
So much more.
Good time. Xbox is taking over a Sydney drive-in cinema to let people play Forza Horizon 4. I haven't seen
interesting,
this.
Interesting,
eh? I think it's a big marketing thing, right?
Of course, Forza drive-in cinema.
So you go to the drive-in and play Forza on the big screen.
You have to sign up.
Are you going
to
be driving a car like on a thing, or is it a controller?
If you're just walking into play, $20 if you're driving your car in.
What?
Because like
there's parking.
Because you watch for Forza being played on the big screen.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I think you have to go to the stage or something to play the game.
Do drive-ins still exist? Actually, yeah. There are at least three in Victoria that I know of.
Is the one in Coburg still open?
I don't know if in Coburg.
Coburg drive-ins? I don't know. Coburg
drive-ins. I know Luna drive-in in the southeast was still there when I... Yeah. But
they're
this is in Sydney.
Pretty big. Pretty big, Broody. I think
it's people reminiscing on the old days.
It's still going strong.
It's people reminiscing on the old drive-ins. Like, unless you have a decent, like, one...
Village Cinemas drive-in.
Luna and Dramana, yeah.
And Coburg.
Coburg.
Yeah.
It's actually Village Cinemas drive-in.
Yeah, it is. I've been there as well. Yeah, dude, this place gets packed.
Yeah.
Like, people still dig these places.
And, like, if you have a good sound system as well... it's
really
even better.
Awesome. It's
yeah.
so good.
Because at the moment, you just tune into a radio station.
Pretty much.
Right? Yeah. You tune into a radio station, and that will play the audio, which you can also, if there are two drive-in screens side by side, you can kind of get the other movie a little bit as well.
Yeah.
And then you can just watch whichever movie from your car.
Just sit on the roof.
Pump
up the system.
Like, I remember, like, people used to get...
Sick.
just put a mattress in a van and lay down and watch the show.
Or that. Or some people do that, but use the mattress for alternative scenarios.
Free PS4 Plus September 2018 games confirmed.
Destiny 2, Predacles, and Rockefeller's favorite games.
Destiny 2 is actually free on PlayStation at the moment
you
for PS4
Plus.
You can
go grab it right now if you have
Destiny
PS Plus.
Destiny 2. Oh, also, if you haven't already, there was Dead by Daylight and something else for the current month.
Mafia 3.
I redeemed them. I haven't downloaded them, but Dead by Daylight and Mafia 3 are free on PS4 Plus at the moment. If you want to pick them up, Destiny 2 as well. And what was the other game? There's one more game that they said on here.
Yes.
God of War 3 Remastered, which is another game that I haven't played, which I will now get once this goes free.
I don't know if you'll see the first God of War games aren't like this God of War.
But I guess I still want to try. Like, I need to understand the legacy,
the
right?
Story. Yeah. It's like, because the original God of War games were more of a hack and slash game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I don't mind hack and slash. It was fun in that sense.
Yeah, yeah.
They look kind
like
of...
Like Devil really, May Cry?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're quite outdated now, but the remasters should hold up okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to play the new God of War.
Yeah, I definitely have to play the new God of War. Game of the year?
Boy.
Top contender for game of the year.
You don't get the reference.
No, I don't.
Okay. Does it
end? Isn't that what Kranos says to someone?
He's to boy.
I feel like it's a bit muskier and deeper, right?
Well.
Try it.
Oh, my God. I can't keep it straight face now.
I just want to try it and then sample the
boy.
No. Lord. Nah. You have to get closer to the mic and then do it with your throat.
I can't do it.
You can't do it?
I'm under pressure. All of these people looking and viewing. Boy.
All right.
It's not coming from the throat. I can feel it.
Xbox Game Pass for $2.
Wow.
For 2 months, isn't
Microsoft,
it?
Microsoft, yeah, for 2 months.
So from now until till the 31st of... What? That doesn't make any sense. Thermal Mountain. Oh, mate. Everything's thermal.
Everything's
thermal. I think it says 2 days remaining up here. I think this is in US 31st, right? Like,
yes.
That can't be right. Anyway, if you purchase 1 month for $2... You can purchase Xbox Game Pass for $2, which gives you a month. And you can play any of these games on the Game Pass. So, Sea of Thieves, if you haven't played it yet... State of Decay 2 if you haven't played it yet. Gears of War 4 if you haven't played it yet.
It's still $2
Forza.
Way too much.
$2 way too much.
I mean, we're having a conversation about this earlier.
Yes.
Microsoft is very, very desperate to get people on their services.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you have to think that they're going all out just to get people on their services. Because
mm-hmm.
there's no one on their services currently.
I think we're having this discussion. I think the plan for Microsoft now is to repair what they've lost, right? Or to regain what they've lost.
Next gen. Not this gen. This gen is finished.
But I think they're testing to see what the grounds are. Putting something like this in $2 for a little bit is a little bit of a promo thing, but also having it only at $10 AU to $11 AU for an entire month is also a little taster. And I think what they're doing as well is they're going to going for the next gen. I think they definitely have they're trying to sort out a 10-year plan for the next generation of Xbox / Microsoft. And the reason I say Xbox / Microsoft is because I think we're going to see a transition to, like, the games as a service is coming. It's here. I think we're going to see a transition where Xbox owners and Xbox people who play Xbox will then or console players in general. Once they reach a certain age, they transition into PC gaming. And I think that happens more and more. It's happening more and more often. And people are jumping from going from a PlayStation to a PC more often. And, like, people say, like, there is no statistics on this. This is just from what I can see. So if you feel like there's something different, let us know. But I feel that anyone that's played with a console at a young age eventually will purchase a PC of some sort. Which then puts Microsoft in a very strong position.
Because
Microsoft owns the platform.
Here's what I think. similar. Mm-hmm. I think Microsoft will go for that games as a service model,
mm-hmm.
and they'll build their console and their games, their gaming network around more of a games as a service module. I think Sony will continue to dominate the single player
mm-hmm.
and sports titles on the console.
Yep.
Offline games, single player games, and multiplayer soccer for FIFA,
yep, yep.
Call of Duty, because Call of Duty is massive on PS4 as well. And then you'll have Nintendo Switch for all the Nintendo exclusives. I think this might open up the next generation for three entertainment units that are completely different to one another.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like they're all gone into this so far niche now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, potentially.
So like, all right, Nintendo is definitely going to be a handheld hybrid from now yeah. on. I think the Switch has proved to them that the handheld hybrid
works for them.
Yeah, works for them so much. Then PlayStation is probably going to be the powerhouse of single player games.
Yeah.
And multiplayer atmosphere.
Yes.
I think that will probably happen.
Yeah.
Xbox, I think, is going to be a transition of young age to old age games as a service.
Yep.
I can pay the same amount now as I do when I'm 25. I can pay the same amount now as a 12-year-old that I did when I was 25, vice versa, sorry, and get the same experience across my Xbox and my PC.
Well, something that Xbox have that didn't utilize as much is the whole Windows platform, because mm-hmm. that they get people on their Windows platform as well.
Yep.
And that makes them money as well.
Yep.
So by doing this, you know, they're kind of transitioning and kind of making the console kind of a hybrid Windows 10 machine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost probably the next Xbox will be more of a Windows 10 box.
You think so?
Well, it could be. I mean, like currently the Xbox is running a modified version of Windows 10 anyway.
Yeah.
All games play on Xbox and PC because the architecture is exactly the same.
So
technically, like they're already quite close to one and another.
Yeah.
And now they're just moving. They're trying out what works for them. So going forward, make the Xbox a cloud-based subscription service.
Yeah, I think that there were other things like that, like similar cloud-based services where instead you didn't have to you stream the game from a server instead. And I feel like that as games as a service is not yet going to be possible because of bandwidth and everything else. But eventually there might end up being, you don't actually have to download your games onto your system anymore. You just stream it through their service. Well,
PlayStation has that.
Mm.
So PlayStation has set up the back end for that. But then again, you know, you got to make sure that you have as many people as possible who has access to high speed internet.
Yeah,
because if you don't have high speed, like in your scenario right now,
I wouldn't be able to do that service. Any
cloud thing. So you, so if Microsoft and Sony focused purely on cloud services, you'd be like,
I'd be left behind.
PC.
Yeah.
And right now in Australia, there's a lot more of you
than there is everyone else.
Of me,
of course. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, time.
Time. One thing I wanted to bring up just on the cloud services thing is this is a game released a long time ago, Xbox original.
360.
Xbox 360, sorry. And this is Shadowrun. And Shadowrun was originally a board game / RPG game. And they made like a Counter-Strike shooter, third-person shooter out of it. I enjoyed it a decent amount. But this was the first game that I played that had cross-play between Windows 7 and Xbox 360.
Oh, wow. Windows 7.
So this was released in 2010. And this was a type of game that I think, you know, people always had the issues between Xbox PC controller versus keyboard and mouse. But I think this is something that I feel that is happening again now, is that they're going to be the links between console and PC players. Eventually it's going to fade away. I don't think you're going to be able to play the game on any device. Fortnite's probably leading the charge now.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to play a game on any device with the same account.
Except for Sony users.
Except for Sony, with the same account and be able to progress.
Yeah,
Hearthstone does it really well with mobile and then PC. Shadowverse I think does as well. Like you just link your accounts, and I think that's going to be a big thing as well. Is somehow the creators and developers want you to be able to have access to something of the game during the day, so that when you get home at night to play it, you're still
on as many devices as possible.
Yeah, so like I can play Fortnite on my lunch break if I really wanted to now, on my phone.
Pretty much.
And then go home and like, oh yeah, I unlocked that during my lunch break.
Yeah. But you didn't unlock anything, because you're not going to play.
Oh, I played last night. Unlocked everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm good. Hey!
Did you get a dub?
Did I get a what?
A dub.
A dub.
A win.
Nope. No, not a duo or a
we did.
Squad win.
We did.
Oh.
With your sibling.
With my brother.
With your brother and Nick.
We got several wins, but we're playing 50s. We're just screwing around in 50s.
Excuses. All I hear
50-50 gold. It was pretty hectic.
You know, Nick and Nanachi and I, we were talking about this.
Mm.
The 50-50 soaring mode, they need to bring that back.
Soaring?
Yeah. So like when you jump from any height, any certain height, it goes into parachute.
Oh.
Into the glider.
I don't know if I like that mechanic though.
I thought it was brilliant.
So like you can hang glide basically off any surface.
Almost any high surface, yeah.
Do you think that should be a permanent thing in not like permanent, normal game?
In a normal game, because you won't get any fall damage pretty much. Like fall damage will be irrelevant. And I think fall damage is still important. But in 50-50s, when it's that hectic.
Yeah, just, being able to get around.
Just get around.
dream team
right there. Yeah.
Oh no.
Winners.
My shoulders hurt from last night.
Do you have to carry?
Got him.
Well, I wasn't playing, so you ain't carrying me, buddy.
Oh no. All right. We finished all of that content. Did we finished the game pass. Yeah, we did.
Player one. 2 point hospital.
Player one.
So I finally played this last night. I streamed it last night as well. It's a spiritual successor to Theme Hospital. Yes. It has the same humor, the dark humor, the crude humor, clever, witty writing as the original Theme Hospitals, but with modern day graphics, performance. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So far, I'm really, really enjoying it. You progress through each stage. It's kind of sandbox, but it's not, because like each hospital or each area, that because it has a big map, and you progress through each hospital, and you got to get at least one star to unlock
the next one. Yeah.
But like when you play, you have certain like tasks that you need to complete, but you're still free to do it however you want. So it's kind of sandbox, but with challenges to progress as well.
I feel like what you described is how Jurassic World tried to do it.
Oh, I think so too. Now, the only thing that like I haven't gotten into too much is like you get coins.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Kudosh, and you use those coins to unlock more items. So I just want to figure out like that how much of that. How much coins do you got to get to unlock everything? Is there an opportunity to unlock everything automatically,
mm-hmm.
or do you have to keep playing to earn the coins to unlock? I don't think you can buy the coins as well. I haven't seen any microtransaction menu. Nothing has popped up. But I think this is what Jurassic World should have gone for.
Because
it's like one of the things, like Fred was watching it as well the last time, saying, if you something similar, like if you die in the corridors, we will harvest your organs.
So it's got that humor to it.
Yeah. And like some of the like that they'll have certain conditions, and the character will literally have that condition.
Yeah.
So like one of the condition is lightheadedness.
Yeah.
So you actually
he's an actual lighthead.
He's an actual.
Is that what this is? Is that what this is?
And that one is the pandemic.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
Like the lighthead.
Yeah. And the description behind the pandemic is you get random kitchen utensils sticking to your body.
Cubism.
Cubism. You know what I mean?
This is pretty cool.
it's very clever in that sense. There's a lot of these different types of characters.
Just in a quick side note,
this is not a theme park. They actually say this is not a theme park as well.
I actually enjoyed their website as well. Like, their marketing's really well done.
This is totally all throughout the game.
Look at it. It says, why not sign up to our healthcare plan, hospital pass, you'll get the following benefits. A regular health check newsletter. Yeah. This is brilliant. This is written so well.
This design language
is what's in the game as well.
Throughout the whole
game.
So they've done a very good job on branding their game to this kind of...
Like, even just looking at this, guys, I might just buy the game. Like, you know... It's something you don't see many game devs having fun with it, right? Yeah. Like, many game devs are very strict, structured. This is how it has to be.
Business. So
it's very business. Yeah, it's very business. Whereas, like, stuff like this, like, if you don't enjoy it, then what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing. Like,
performance wise, I've maxed out running at 1440p, all the full details. Runs about 100 FPS.
It doesn't look too a decent, like, intensive, right? I think it's very...
It doesn't look too intensive, but because there's a lot of things going on,
yeah,
it still can be quite taxing, but drop the graphics down a lot.
Does it have, like, a limit? What's your limit from City Skylines? Population limit?
The agent limit,
yeah.
Not that I've seen so far. I don't know.
Max it out. Just get all your patients constantly coming in.
Yeah, this patient is always coming in, but I think it'll be very hard to max out agent limit in this game.
Okay.
Because, like, you're not gonna have anywhere near
the size as much
as City Skylines. Like, each map can only grow to a certain size as well.
Yeah.
I believe, because you can buy additional blocks. Like, I had to knock down a children's park to build.
Oh, no.
A new building.
Of course you did.
But the animations, the sound effects, I found there's a radio station as well with a DJ. They're usually quite quirky and clever and smart as well, so they say some funny stuff. But it's great. The building, it's fun. It's simple. There's not too much stuff going on, but it doesn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a city building game.
Yeah.
It's not a Sim City type of game.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, like, even this stuff they would have had if they had fun with, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, there was a disease, something about being the clown. So it's like an anti-clowning machine.
It's pretty good.
And then sometimes, like, if a patient dies, they'll become a ghost.
And then ghosts around them.
In the thing, and then a janitor, if your janitor has the ability to see ghosts, he'll take out a portable hand vacuum and vacuum up the ghost.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
It's how long is the show going to be? We're probably around 7 o'clock, Nick. I know you've got your friends wrestling. Is it a wrestling, like, competition, or is it a wrestling show?
Mate, it's Friday. It's Fortnite night.
No, he's going to his cousin's or friend's wrestling thing. Yeah, okay, that's why he says, he's like, I'm not going to be able to watch the whole show. I'm like, that's all right, man. Watch the wrestling.
It's cool.
You haven't played Theme Hospital since PS1? You played Theme Hospital on PS1?
Yeah, hey, Robert, I'll check out, because I'll stream it again over the next few days. It's great. I really like it. I want to get more through the story just to see how far it goes and how much, like, if there's a true sandbox mode where you're just free to build as big as a hospital,
or if you're stuck
as you want.
Yep.
And, like, how far the map goes. So, Two Point Hospital came out, the news came out a few months ago. It's finally here. I picked it up. It's great.
It's great.
Great.
Sick. Well, like, I haven't really got to play one because I just played Fortnite last night. So what we're going to do instead is go through the new releases on Steam. Top selling on Steam.
Top selling.
So, 2-1 Hospital, what we're just talking about. I will probably pick it up. I just have to, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto is on sale for $20, which is pretty cheap if you want to pick it up. Insurgency Sandstorm is also on sale. Divinity Original Sin 2. This game actually got a lot of reviews and is really well done. It's like a turn-based kind of XCOM / RPG game, if you're interested.
Giveaway. Let's do a giveaway.
Giveaway.
Yeah, it's still a giveaway.
He's going to do the giveaway. There is also Nick's favorite game, Ultimate Fishing Simulator, which you should purchase and let us know if it's any good. And then we're going to get a giveaway. Naruto to Boruto.
Does Rocker like unique and different products?
Rocker, do you like unique and different products? Question mark.
I've got this.
That's from... I don't... When... Okay.
I've got this.
Is that from last time?
This is a very niche product. It's an interesting product, but it's a very niche product.
Are you going to give that away? Or are you going to get Rocker something else? Or are you going to give that to Rocker?
Well, that's what I mean. If Rocker wants it, we can just give it to Rocker.
Maybe we... I don't know how to do that. There's something that we had in a previous giveaway that wasn't given away because they didn't respond. And there was no other winner. Predacore's already pressing numbers.
I'll give these away.
Alright, okay.
These are small.
We haven't even started yet.
Who said I'm doing numbers? Who wants Thermaltake TT Mod Sleeve Cable Kits Extensions?
Extension cable. So this is, what color is that?
Actually, I wouldn't mind probably to give one to Pred. This is the red and black.
And this is the red and blue. Blue, blue, blue,
blue, blue, blue, blue. So these are like extensions to your power cables. It comes with the sleeved power kits and the combs, the cable combs as well.
What are these? So anything that connects your current PC power supply to your motherboard, your graphics card, your... what else is in here?
The SATA and...
Your SATA, which is your...
Molex.
Which is your... Hard drives, yes. It actually is just like a colored sleeve. I'm going
to give one to Pred because Pred's been with us for so long time and he's never won anything.
Pred can have the blue one. Pred wants the blue one.
The Rocker wants the red one.
Is that what's happened?
Is that what's happened?
Yeah, and then maybe talk to Rocker about that off stream.
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See how that goes.
Okay. All right, then we'll do that. Pred, you'll get the... The blue. Rocker, you'll get the red and black.
Red and black.
We'll talk on Discord and we'll arrange it next time.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, like honestly, I got a green and black one.
Yeah.
Which is still not in my PC, by the way. Which probably sets
it up. These are extensions, by the way, so they extend your current cables.
You usually like this is so that you can create custom.
I use the RGB one. For my one, so most of you would have seen from the thermal compound build,
mm-hmm. the cables that yeah. So yeah, actually, yeah. Look extensions. If you look at the thermal compound pictures again, you'll see what the extensions were, and you can.
Yeah, they're actually nice cables because they come with the combs as well. Do
they?
Really great, yeah.
Nice. And Orlando is asking for black and yellow. I know. I think you missed the reference. I'm starting to build another PC, so timing is perfect, says Rocker.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's building another PC. He gets his extension cables ready to go.
We have that stuff. I might give that stuff away.
So on this side, behind the camera, three shelves that cross the whole wall. And there's just like stuff that we've been given, stuff that we're using for the show, boxes, and... We still got to figure out what's actually gonna get given away and what stuff we still need to clean out. Predagor needs an extension as well, apparently.
Does anyone want a jacket?
That's my jacket. He's gonna give away my jacket. Walk away for 2 minutes and sorry, Broody. Well, like this one, we just kind of like, oh, here, Pred, take this.
Pretty much. I mean, to be fair, Brett has been with us for a very long time.
And hasn't won anything.
He hasn't won anything.
And Brody won?
Yeah, he did. He won the MSI. By the way, Brody, I've got the cable.
He still hasn't sent it out. Still haven't sent it out. Trust.
Well, because I've been trying to get in touch with... I've been trying to get in touch with Sogaz as well from last week. I just got his details, so I can send that off and send it off together to Brody. Send the cable off to Brody. I'm pretty sure it still works though. I think that the headphone part still works. Just you need the cable for the headset, the microphone part. I think
to split it.
Yeah.
If you want to test and you've got a phone.
Actually, I think 3.5. That will work. I think on the multiple plug adapters, because some jacks have both,
mm-hmm.
like iPhones. I think it should work.
Yes.
Except that, yeah.
It should work.
Hold me, no.
What?
I don't know.
Nick's one too much? Yeah, I'd say that's pretty true.
Nick's one too much. So I got to give that flight sim away. That flight sim has been sitting there way too much.
What flight sim?
The Thrustmaster. It's the Thrustmaster.
Maybe just do another... Boy! Do another... Do another Gleam giveaway for
I'll do
it.
I think I'll do a Gleam, yeah.
Do a Gleam for it.
Followers.
You know, like, I can't stream anymore, but my followers are nearly hitting the 900 mark.
That's a decent
since so when we do our giveaways, because we add in like follow us on Twitch as an entry, individual Twitch as well as an entry, like we look at every time we do a giveaway, I gain 100-150 followers.
Yeah.
And I can't even stream anymore.
I gain that much, but they don't watch it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Like there's one thing, if they're going to be a part of the community for watching, or they're just going to want it for the free stuff.
Yeah.
And then they just show up for the free stuff.
80% of it is just for the free stuff. But most people who have won our competitions have generally stuck around the streams.
They actually, yeah, they have.
Because they figure out that this is a fantastic show.
Yeah, and then they bring their friends, and then their friends spend money on tier five tier one subs.
Ten tier one subs
yeah. For the community.
And then he gets a free cable kit for it.
Can you add my Twitch? Need 35 more. You'll get there soon, Nick. Just to stream every day for 6 hours straight. No, don't do that. That's very
No, just you just gotta keep at it. Yeah, and it'll build naturally.
13.
13. Gifted. He's counting. He's counting. 13. Wow.
I'm actually supposed to be working at the moment. That is my dedication.
Dedication to the show. That is true. Well, to be fair, Kat, you won a fair bit of stuff from the show.
The household, yeah.
The household has won a fair bit of show. And, you know, your significant other is currently not in here. He's missed out. Again, Pickle.
He missed out.
Pickle has missed out on previous.
Poor Pickle. You know, I still haven't built the... did you build the the little thing?
The box is just sitting there. I kept it in the box.
Yeah.
I was going to do it on stream, but then I thought I usually like keeping some collectible stuff in the box, so I just left it in the box. Kat, what do you think? Should I build it?
Build it.
Or should I just leave it in the box?
I'm probably going to build it.
Really?
Yeah. And then have that thing next to the box.
Okay. I got too much Lego as it is.
Okay. And you just bought more?
I just bought more.
What'd you buy?
God, that was so bad.
Oh, wait. We didn't show this, did we? So, wait. Anyone in Discord would have seen that I posted... posted something in general, which is...
That's why I replied, but you didn't really respond.
I didn't respond.
Well, this one is the life-size one.
So this is the real one, right?
This is the real one.
So Lego had made a Bugatti out of...
Technic pieces. With a real Technic motor.
And it drives
20 k's per hour, which a million pieces. Yeah, it weighs 1,500 kilos. The only thing real in it are the wheels. It's actually this is actually an engineering
masterpiece.
Like, putting aside Lego, the fact that they've done this, it's actually incredible. I bought this.
You bought the smaller version.
Smaller version.
No, not the drivable version.
Type in Lego Technic Bugatti.
Bugatti.
You spelled Technic wrong, but it's alright.
How's Technic? I don't think I'm gonna find the actual Bugatti Chiron. That, this one. This is the one.
Yeah.
Fuck. $400, $500, $600. Is that Australian? That's Australian.
I didn't pay that much for it. But yeah. I felt like, because I've got the Porsche. So I had to get.
That's actually pretty large.
It's big.
Does it drive as well?
It does.
Like an RC car, or just like you turn it on and it just like.
No, you can if you add a motor to it, sold separately.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
No RGB fail, apparently. Yeah, that's it. You're going to put RGB in it?
Oh, I don't think it needs RGB.
You got custom RGB lights that you can put in it?
Probably. Oh, wow.
Wow. Tonight's been a massive show.
Huge show.
Massive.
I told you we would have easily filled out the show.
I was a little worried because usually, like, this is usually filled to nearly two, three pages, right? And our like coverage for what we had here wasn't that much, and I was kind of worried that we might not hit 7 o'clock without putting in too much fluff, but we did pretty well.
No fluff.
I think the start was a little bit like.
That's because I was fluff. Working.
Hello, darkness.
Hey, welcome to Game On Cynical. My name is Mr. Therm. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a massive show planned for tonight. Can you just edit that to the start of the show? I was working, okay? That's dedication. That's dedication. It's Friday night.
Love song dedications.
Love song
2.0.
2.0 with Mr. Therm. Boy,
did you... did you see? I showed it last week, but have a look in Discord for that.
Love song dedications with Mr. Therm.
And I hope you all have a good weekend. I hope you all have a good night.
Is that it?
Gaming?
Are we just cutting it off?
I think we're cutting it off. Actually, if anyone is going to be in Melbourne for the Melbourne Esports Open this weekend, it is on at Rod Laver Arena and Margaret Court Arena this weekend. So if you're going to be there, let us know. I am still not sure. I'll probably be there Saturday. I don't know when or where.
I don't know if I want to be there, depending on how they respond to this email.
But Andrew,
I can't be bothered now.
Why?
Like, Friday night, I get the notice.
But like, if you had in your mind that you're going to go anyway, then it wouldn't matter. I'm only going to go if I get the pass.
Pretty much.
So that's why you don't want to go.
Yeah, but now it's like so late.
Expectation was just like, I'm not going to go on Saturday. I don't want to pay. But now you can go because you don't have to pay. Well, I think all camera equipment, unless you've got media passes, might be banned.
That's a media pass.
Is it?
That's the whole
confirm, because I think the Rod Laver doesn't allow any DSLR cameras and all of that.
No, they do. On the website, on the fact, you can bring it in, but you can't have a lens more than 200mm.
But that's the thing, right? It's got MEO's DSLR condition, and then it's got Rod Laver's DSLR condition.
Oh, really?
So, like, I think for the whole event, you should be okay with a 200mm, but to get into Rod Laver, I don't think it's okay.
What are you going
to
do with a 200mm lens in that scenario? Anyway?
No. Rod Laver, you're not allowed any digital camera. No really? Flash, nothing. Yeah.
Really?
So, I was like, where do you go? What do you do?
Well, to be fair, Rod Laver is only for the main tournaments.
Yes.
So, you're
probably not going to spend
that much time. You're not going to be taking photos in there too much anyway.
No.
It's just the stage where they play the games.
Yeah.
Boy,
all the Therms. I'm Jurified.
This is amazing. Thank you.
I'm Jurified,
and I'm Mr. Therm. Thank you very much. We'll be back here next week. Actually, next. Hold on.
Next week?
Isn't next week grand final?
No, okay, we've still got some time. That's like a month away, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm Orlando. I'm Rockapella. I'm Predigor. I'm Miss Cat. Who else is there?
I'm Boy.
Boy.
I'm surprised nobody understood that reference.
Enjoy the weekend, everyone. It's only the AFL.
It's only
this
national sport.
It's only Game On Cynical.
Then we'll fail. That wasn't fail, Fred. Come on. That wasn't a fail. Well, why is it a fail? Why do people do this to me, boy?